We are feet from the corner of Broad and Lombard. And just think about, back in the heyday, 40s, 50s, and 60s, the giants of jazz walked up these same, taking these steps we are taking. John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, Billie Holiday. Right there on that corner, in that empty lot, was the Dunbar Theater. See, right there is the marker noting the Dunbar Theater.
Let's go over to that.
We're a few feet from the northwest corner of Broad and Lombard, standing in front of what was back in the day known as the Douglas Hotel. Everybody who was anybody stayed at the Douglas Hotel, including Billie Holiday, as noted in historic marker outside the building. But what's left unsaid is why Billie Holiday stayed here. In the basement of the Douglas Hotel was the Showboat. The Showboat was one of those legendary jazz clubs. Anybody you can think of performed at the Showboat back in the day. So just picture Billie Holiday staggering out of the hotel, going directly across the street was the Dunbar Theater. Dunbar renamed the Lincoln Theater. Walk a few steps and she's at the corner, the northwest corner of Broad and South Street, the other legendary club, Pep's Musical Bar.
So they were really close together. The Showboat and Pep's were like right within steps of each other.
Within steps of each other, which is why Billie Holiday likely stayed here when she was in Philly.
I wonder what she sang.
Oh, Lover Man, Good Morning Heartache. And of course, as we prepare to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, Strange Fruit.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.